What up, chicken heads? This is episode 55, Terrell Suggs version of this here podcast. And I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in Knott's Central Maryland, doing the audio blog thing. Because you ain't, bitch. Just to start out with, not that they listened, but congratulations to the Green Bay Packers for winning the Super Bowl last night, because fuck the Steelers. You know, I've talked about it before, about the Steelers. I haven't really gone too in-depth about it, but I don't like the Steelers. I don't care for the Steelers. I don't like them in the rivalry kind of way, because I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. And I get it, in the AFC North, there are four teams, but let's kind of be honest, the other two teams don't matter. And that just sucks. It just sucks how divisions are split up. You always got teams that are terrible, you always got teams that are really good, and the Ravens and the Steelers are always at the top. Except for, like, fluke years where Cincinnati is at the top, which is really fucking weird. They shouldn't be at the top because they suck, but all at the same time, they shouldn't suck because they have such great players on their team. Anyway, the Pack won last night. Good on them. I have nothing against the Pack at all. Good. I keep saying on my Twitter, twitter.com/don'tgetmeon, that, you know, nobody likes the Steelers. And to this day, I still found that nobody likes the Steelers. And I'm not just saying, like, because around here, I'm in Baltimore, Ravens country. I hate when people tack country at the end of whatever their favorite team is. I've never met anybody other than a Pittsburgh or whatever that likes Pittsburgh. People in Ohio who are right there don't like them because they got their own team. Pennsylvania's, you'd think it was split in half because of Philly and Pittsburgh, but that's not the case. Pittsburgh's reach actually goes further out to the further to the east than you would think, which is weird. Nobody else in the country like even over here, you'll find people who like the Pack. Like, everybody likes the Packers. Well, not everybody likes the Packers, but the Packers are not a dislikable team. So you got people who like them. You got people who like Dallas, which is fine. They're, you know, America's team, I guess, even though they're terrible. If you're not from that part of Pennsylvania, it doesn't appear that you would care. Like Tennessee, let's say. I keep ragging on Tennessee, but, you know, there's no reason to like Tennessee unless you're from that area. People can respect the Steelers' defense and shit, but I think they've made a terrible image of themselves, especially with Roethlisberger being his whole rapey self or whatever it is. I know a ton of Redskins fans, which is weird, that don't like the Steelers. I know a bunch of Giants fans who don't. And, you know, this is just me, but I still have yet to find one person who isn't a Pittsburghian, whatever, that likes them. My sister-in-law likes them, but she's a girl. Let's be honest. She doesn't know shit about football. She doesn't. She's been raised in Central Maryland her whole life, so she really, if anything, she actually should be a Redskins fan. And then she had the chance to defect to the Ravens. And, their family's from Pittsburgh, which I feel real bad for them. It must have been a real sad town, like just a quiet town last night. That really doesn't say anything. It doesn't make any sense. You know, your family's from there, but, you know, it's not like it's a nationalistic kind of thing. I don't know. She says she's a Pittsburgh fan, but she really only jumped onto the football bandwagon. Bandwagon fans, man, they can go suck a dick. She jumped onto the bandwagon when I think Ben Roethlisberger won his second Super Bowl, so she's like, oh, yeah, I love Pittsburgh now. I always have. Shut up. So, yeah, that, and her boyfriend is a Tennessee Titans fan, actually, which is real weird. He's not even sure how he picked that up, but it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Nobody was an Oilers fan, so, you know, it doesn't make any sense for anybody to be a Titans fan. So, anyway, congratulations to them. Fuck the Steelers. The Steelers losing to anybody, it doesn't matter, around here is kind of like a Super Bowl win for the Ravens. That's how it feels. Like, I was so fucking excited last night. It was good, and, good. Fuck them. Hope they all die in a fucking plane crash on the way home. So this morning, well, actually, over this weekend, I had tweeted about it on twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond that I was taking out shit in my attic. Now, when before I moved into this house, they did a house inspection, as you know, what is what happens. That's the whole chain of events when you buy a house. And when the house inspector went up to the attic, he saw that there were planks of wood about, I don't know, 2x8, and it was like, I don't know, a good 15 of them, just laid flat in the attic. Now, what they were, what this all this wood was doing was covering and crushing the insulation. Insulation. If I need to explain insulation, you're a fucking retard. But insulation keeps heat in, keeps cool air in from your heat and your AC. So it's in your attic, and when the hot air hits it, bounces back or stays inside the house and out of the attic and all that other good stuff. So what this family was doing, that we were buying the house from, the family is a mom and dad and three kids? One, two, three. It was either three or I think it was four kids. Four boys. All under 12 years old. Which, Jesus Christ. This woman needs to fucking sew her vagina up. That's just not... Stop. Just stop. You know, I make jokes, and people make jokes about how, you know, I'm kind of a socialist or a communist or whatever. But seriously, don't have four kids, man. You know, I know one's a handful enough, and then some people have twins, which is fine. I want twins. But, you know, three and then four, and they're all like 2 years apart from each other. So they made this active choice to have four fucking kids, man. That's a lot of goddamn children. That's a lot of college you're gonna have to pay for, which they shouldn't have to pay for, but they're gonna. That's a lot of damn kids. So, you know, when you're showing your house to be sold, you gotta make it look presentable, obviously. So they Tupperware'd all their shit, and they put it all in their attic. They put all these planks down, and they put all their Tupperware in their attic so that all of their toys and shit were just out of sight. Great decision. You know, it makes the house look better, bigger, cleaner. And they had, you know, just pounds, just hundreds of pounds, I'm sure, of toys and clothing in this attic on these planks, crushing this insulation. So for the past year that I've been living at this house, which has been about a year now, you know, the AC's been escaping, because insulation goes by grades, R-whatever. You know, the higher the R grade, the better the... You didn't know I knew this shit, did you? The higher the R grade, the more the better the insulation is, the better its capability to keep in hot or cold air. So, what was estimated once to be an R, I think it was 21, I don't know, it was a year ago, has been crushed down to, I think it was a 13 or 15. So we've lost about 3 to 5 inches of insulation up there, which, you know, an inch of insulation, and if in your head you're thinking, oh, that's what she said, fuck yourself, because you're a fucking child. An inch of insulation goes a lot of fucking way. It can save a degree to 3 degrees, and you know, you think a degree isn't much, but that's up there. That's not even in your room. A degree up there can save up to 3 to 5 degrees in your room. So, you know, you don't have to, your thermostat can stay at 67, and it can get your heat up to 70, I don't know, 71. And that's, you know, that's 4 degrees, but you feel it, especially in the winter. You definitely feel that shit. So, we had to go up there, me and the wife friend had to go up there and, you know, pull all the planks, pull all these 2x8 fucking planks in the attic. There are about 15 of them. We pulled them all down on Saturday night. I put them out on the curb. You know, we have trash collection on Monday. And this morning, I leave the house around whatever time, and I hear the trash people, so I open the blinds slightly, and I watch them throw them in there, because I knew they were going to be pissed, because I was pissed putting them out there. So I'm watching them through the little blinds. I'm still in my fucking towel. I just got out of the shower, and I'm looking out there, and I'm watching them put 8x2 like 2-inch thick fucking wood planks in their shit, and you know how a trash truck, you, they pull this lever and it crushes the shit. Well, they put all 12 to 15 of them in there, and they're each about a good 25 pounds at least, maybe even 35 pounds each, and the guys are just throwing them in there. They pull down the lever to crush it. The shit doesn't snap. Jams their crusher. Jams their fucking crusher. And I'm like, oh shit, oh shit. What if they come up here and knock on the door and say, shit, you gotta pay for my fucking truck? Well, I'm in the shower, quote, air quotes, obviously. And they are still trying to push this, force this shit into their truck. And I'm laughing, but all at the same time, concerned about, what do I do, what do I do? You know, but we're paying. This is not like just a tax. Up in the county that I live in, it's not part of the taxes to get your trash taken away. It's a whole separate payment. You got to pay a private company. It's not a county disposal thing. So I said, you know what? Fuck them. I'm paying them. They better fucking haul this shit away. So they're doing this, and it's jammed. And all they can do, like, they're jiggling the fucking lever for about, I don't know, 5 minutes. I felt really fucking bad. Because normally it takes them 20 seconds, pick up the trash can, throw, done. They're there 5 minutes. They have to call the driver out and help them try to push this these planks out. They drag the planks back out. They have to prop it up against the truck. They start, you know, fucking karate kicking them, snapping them in half, and then throwing them back in, which isn't their job. That's totally my job, to snap the planks in half. And then they throw them back in, and I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, you're idiots. Don't snap all 12 at the 15 at the same time. Snap half and half, you know? And they throw them back in there, jams again. Thing won't go back up. And they're just staring at it. And that's the thing that everybody does. When you can't get something done that's handy, or like computer-wise, you can't do it, then you back up for a second and you stare at it. Not necessarily thinking how to fix it, just, wow, what the fuck do I do? Go! Sorry, I had to stop there, because some douchebag wouldn't fucking turn. It was my right of way, but I was letting him go because it's just really fucking busy. Anyway, so, oh, it's busy. That's sun glare, whatever. People don't understand sun glare around here. Just go at your regular speed and you're good. The sun won't fucking burn you. It's good. Don't worry, America. They're out there for a literal, you know, 5 minutes, an extra 5 minutes, trying to break these planks in half, trying to cram and close, and I'm like, oh, geez, and I can hear them just cursing up a fucking storm, just like, what the fuck, you throw away, you know, 1,000 planks of wood, and F-bombs everywhere, and I'm just like, please don't knock on the door, please don't kill me, that's the whole point, you know, I'm like, look, I'm in a towel, don't beat me up, please, and you know, they eventually got away. I couldn't leave the house until they were done. And I was afraid that these fucking, you know, garbage dudes were gonna come back and just, I don't know, beat my face in while I'm starting my car. And so, it took them 10 minutes to take my trash out. And, I feel good about it. I felt bad, really, actually, honestly. But I'm paying them. Like, if it were part of the county tax, I would feel like whatever. But I'm paying them an extra X amount every year. To do that. So, F them. F those guys. They're gonna hate me. They're gonna hate me so much next week. They're probably not even gonna take my shit. They're probably gonna leave trash next week. I would. I did. I'm just a piece of shit. Anyway, I've made some decisions. I'm my whole process of growing up, I talked about it a few episodes. I think I'm gonna do this whole series of growing up with Jackie. I've made a decision as to when I'm going to stop this podcast for reals. Like, no more audio boot, no more podcast, all that stuff. I've picked not a firm date, but there's definitely a date. I'll explain it maybe in the next episode, next few episodes. It's not going to be soon. I can say that. For all you diehards and awesome people, and for you pricks who don't give a fuck, go to hell, whatever. For right now, twitter.com/twinkiebeyond, audioboot.fm, /twinkiebeyond. Don't go to audioboot.fm. That doesn't give you shit. twitter.com/twinkiebeyond. I already said that. Talk to you guys later. .com.